It was the same last year, and I saw the same this year, David. I see your sensitive heart, David, and like a hurt prisoner, you know, like he can't express, he can't live. And Laurent, tu peux donner le verset. Un joug doux et léger. Dieu met sur nous un joug doux et léger. C'est dans quoi? Yes. Et répète, le joug est doux et léger. Répète à David. Yes, easy, David. Easy. And I see you. God call you to worship. Call you to write in worship. And in this worship, it's your freedom. And it's also your coat of joy. And not only for you, but all the people. So I encourage you to write and to worship. But to be free. I don't know. I would like to see you free. What God have to call to do. I don't know what is it, but be free, David. Be free.
Merci. Merci, Nat.
I can use this. It's working. Because I love to move. I love to move sometimes. I promise you, I didn't go into the garden. I'm going to stay here.
Okay. Yeah, it's a grace to be here with you. Each time when we are with you, we are blessed. It's I thank God for everything and all the time, good times we spend all together. There are the all riches of Christ, but there are also the all riches in the body of Christ. Amen. You are like a diamond in the hands of God. He wants to use you further than you can think. And I want to encourage you to go forward with your gift, with God put in your heart, what God put in your hands, what God put in this community also. All together, He wants to build things, new things, perhaps a new direction, but with amen. Thank you for your patience, for my Scottish accent, no, my French accent. And this morning, I would like to encourage you and to focus on a very well-known story in the Bible. It's a story with Martha and Mary in their own home. You know the story in Luke 10, verse 38-42. I'm going to read. Luke 10, 38-42. At the home of Martha and Mary. Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at the Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. Martha was a good person, and she was a Jesus friend. In this story, Jesus is not there to condemn Martha, need to blame her. because we you could hear some preaching about this story, and there the really spiritual woman is Mary, and the bad woman is Martha because too busy to do things. But it's not Jesus want to explain to us in this story. Amen. We are going to stop on different verses. I love to dig in the word to see Greek word or Hebrew word, because the word of God is really rich. And it's, yes, Nathalie? Yeah, but il y a très peu de versets après chaque. Merci. Verse 40, but Martha was distracted with much serving or busy with various domestic tasks. The Greek verb for to be distracted is perispao and means several things. It's interesting for us. It means to draw around, to draw away, distract, to be driven about mentally, to be distracted, to be overoccupied, too busy about a thing, to be distracted with cares, to be troubled, distressed. It's interesting to see. And despite the presence of Jesus Christ is in her home, Martha was distracted, too busy doing things, a lot of things. That day, Martha missed Jesus' invitation. That day, because if you read the Bible, we see Martha has been transformed by Jesus and by Jesus' teacher in this situation. But in that day, she missed Jesus' invitation. This invitation was easy. It was just to come to Jesus' feet. Despite a lot of things to do in the house, preparing, cooking, perhaps finish to cleaning the house. It must not be a big house, but a lot of things to do. Even the house is small or big. And it was very busy, distracted. And Jesus was at home. Was at home. And today Jesus was at home because he lives in us. The temple of God, Christ in us, the hope of glory. Jesus is not there in the house, sit down on the chair. He wants to sit on the chair of our hearts. He wants to sit on the chair of our hearts and reigns. Verse 31, Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and troubled about many things. Two Greek words for worried and troubled. The first one is for the verb to worry is to draw in opposite directions. Because Jesus asked Martha to come at his feet, but Martha, she went in the other direction. Divided in two parts, to go to pieces. It's an old verb for worry and anxiety. To be divided, distracted, it is more commonly used in the negative sense in the New Testament. And the Greek verb for to worry is turbazo. It means to disturb, trouble, to be troubled in mind, disquieted. And verse 42, the answer of Jesus is very important for us. But one thing is needed, not too many things, not 1,000 things, not 3 things, just one thing is needed. Because all the things after will be different if we don't neglect the one thing. You understand? But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part. It's a choice. Mary has chosen. It's a choice to choose to go in that way, to go in the garden, to go on the road. And Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. Only one thing is necessary for you and me. Only things. The intimacy with Jesus. If you know in the Bible all the men and women of God, all they had a real deep intimacy with God. Moses, he come up to the mountain to be alone with God during 40 days. When he came back, his face is, it was possible to see the glory of God on his face because he was in the presence of the Lord. He was close to God. Only one thing is necessary, only one thing is needed. Just to be with Jesus, just to come to Jesus at his feet. It could be in your home, in the secret place. This morning we sang, the first song is called, spoke about the secret place. And it's the best place. It's the best place for us to be in the secret place. It could be in your office, it could be if you go to go, if you love to go outside, to walk in the countryside, whatever, Jesus, it doesn't matter. The more important thing is to be close to him, is to take time with him. Yes. Just to stop and to be with Christ, like Mary, who has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. And like Martha, not you, but me sometimes, we struggle about many things, many things. It's not a condemnation, it's just a reality. We are in the world very faster and faster. And we are drive about mentality, mentally, you understand? We are thinking about a lot of things. We are focused about a lot of things. In this story, Jesus is not there. I prefer to repeat. It's important. Jesus is not there to condemn Martha. He loved Martha and Mary too. And this story is not to blame, to condemn, to... No. It's just to teach to Martha the real priority in her daily life. The priority. First, seek the kingdom of God. First, to spend time with Jesus. It's possible, sometimes difficult, busy. But okay, tomorrow it will be another day. No condemnation, no pressure, because today I forgot to spend time with God and I forgot to be in his presence like yesterday. Okay? Jesus, he looks the heart. He looks the heart. It's very important. There is a good judgment. There is a bad judgment. Sometimes we want to judge the heart of the person. If you see something is wrong, it's okay, it's wrong. It's good judgment. But the bad judgment Jesus condemned to the Pharisees and the religious person is when you judge the attitude of the heart. When the old lady, she came to give money, she gave all she had. For Jesus, natural things and spiritual things are not in conflict. For Jesus, natural things and spiritual things are not in conflict. There are not conflict between spiritual things and natural things. Because we are on earth, in the flesh, the body. And Jesus don't tell us in this story to neglect the task of daily life. The household work, the cleaning, the gardening, the cutting wood. To look after the children, to prepare a good meal, to clean the car, just to spend time all together. The friendship is very important. You need to persevere in the fellowship of the body of Christ. Even if sometimes we are not all agree, or even if sometimes we don't think about the same things. If you can tell the story with Frédéric and Françoise, we have a long story, and sometimes we are in the past we're not always on the same, but with the grace of God, we kept the fellowship, we kept the love, we kept this communion all together. It's important to keep on, to persevere. Perhaps you think differently about the sister or the brother, but Jesus don't want conflict because of that. I don't want to be in conflict with Frederick because he wants to have red socks and me blue socks. No, you know I'm joking, but sometimes we are in conflict. But the love never fails, and we need to preserve, you need to keep and to develop the love of God all together in the couple, with the brother, with a sister, in the body of Christ. We need to preserve love. If you are not agree, it's okay. Open your mouth and go and speak to with my wife. Sometimes we are not always agree. We have no fight. Ah, you're surprised. And okay, it's daily life. Even the disciple of Jesus, who is the taller? A big question. I will never rebuke you, Jesus. And all the disciples say the same things. You know. And sometimes we are not the same way of thinking because the diversity of the body of Christ. Yes, true, the Bible is right. Yes, it's true. But God speaks us differently sometimes. And it's good to speak, to explain. Okay, I'm not agree with this. Okay. But I'm going to share why and how we can deal this situation and like this. But, yes, Jesus don't tell us to neglect or to minimize serving others, to take care one another, of course. More than 60 times in the New Testament, Paul and Jesus spoke about one another. It means the power of to live all together and to do things and one another. But Jesus encourages us to seek Him first and to grow in His intimacy every day. There is a time for everything. We know this verse. There is a time for everything. A time for planting, a time for break the walls, a time for doing new things, a time for praying, a time for seeking God, a time for relaxing, a time for vacations, a time for speaking, a time for worshiping, a time for traveling, a time for listening, a time for crying, and a time for rejoicing. Amen? More and more. There's a time for everything. This story is still relevant, and especially in our time, because we are in a busy world. Sometimes, like Martha, we can slip back into a downward spiral. Commute, work, sleep. Commute, work, sleep. But between commute, work, and sleep, there is time for God. There is time with God. It's a choice, like Mary. It's a choice. Perhaps to get up a little more early, or perhaps to go to bed late. Jesus doesn't matter for Jesus. Some of people are not an early bird. It doesn't matter. If you want to have time with Jesus in after lunch, it's okay. First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. It's a call. God call His creation to a fellowship, to an intimacy with Him. From the Garden of Eden, from now, God called His creation and God called His people to a deeper and deeper fellowship, a deeper and deeper intimacy. God is faithful, by whom you were called, we are called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Mark 3, verse 14, I love this verse because he gives us the step by step. Mark 3, verse 14, Jesus chose, appointed 12 disciples of his, that they should be with him and that he might send them forth to preach. First, Jesus chose 12 disciples. The first thing, he chose 12 disciples. And after, he sent them forth to preach. First, he called the disciples to be with him in Timothy, close to his disciples, because Jesus had a lot of things to teach them before to send them. And sometimes in the body of Christ, people, they go, but they didn't listen to Jesus before. And after they have been surprised, there's nothing is working. And, what's happened, Jesus? I am in the troubles, it's difficult. Not you, but it was the people of Israel. Sometimes they went to war and they didn't ask to God if they are to and fight the enemies. And we really need to, first step is to come to the Jesus feet, as like Mary, to listen to Christ, to listen to him, what he wants to teach us, what he wants to tell us, in which direction he wants to send us and guide us. And after, when we hear the word of God, we can stand up and go in the direction he's going to show us before. And not, I go up. Anyway, we are learning. No condemnation. I do wrong. It was not the good direction. But you know, if you in your heart you want to do well, you want to do the will of God, even sometimes we go in that direction, it's not the good direction. God, in his love, in his faithfulness, is going to, my son, my daughter, no, it's not the good way. Up, in that way. Because he loves us so much. He has a good plan for us. And free, no condemnation. Oh, I'm going to do a mistake. I'm going to take the okay, if you believe that God is under his control everything, is on control, no fret. I'm not afraid. Because God is above or not? God reigns or not? He's bigger than in that direction. You understand? Yeah. Now, the primary reason Jesus called the 12 just to be with them, and after he sent them. First, call them to teach them, speak to them, and third, you can go now. You understand, you heard what you need to hear before going. But the first thing is intimacy with God, to spend time with God. In Frédéric and François' toilets, there is something he said, it's good to take time with God. It's not a waste of time when you take time with God, because God going to give more time after that. You understand? That is not a waste time to take time with God. It's the same with Jesus. The Christian life is built first on relationship, on the daily intimacy with Jesus. I nearly finished. Matthew 17, verse 5. This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. It's interesting. This is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. Listen to him. To him. Listen to him. First thing, listen to God. Listen to him. Almost, if you are prophetic sensitive, almost if you are prophetic in the body of Christ, we are all called to listen to God, but some of them are very prophetic and to listen to God. And you need to switch off all the other voices. If I want to hear my wife, I need to switch off the perhaps the coffee machine or the boiler, whatever, because it's noisy. Oh, wait a minute, my dear, I'm going to... okay. The same with God, we need to switch off all the other noises. Listen to him. And to finish the Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. First, you need to know, knowing the good works will be revealed at the Jesus' feet. If you want to know the new revelation, the good works he prepared for us, we need to come at the Jesus' feet. And after, we could be enter in his will, in what he prepared for us. You can see in the Bible, I don't want to develop this morning, but Paul had the same goal. It was to know Jesus and the power of his resurrection. He had the same goal. At the end of his life, he was old, but the main purpose, the main goal for the apostle of Paul was to know him and the power of his resurrection. He was to know Christ deeper and deeper. He was, before preaching, before planting churches, before whatever, it was to know him. To know him deeper and deeper. Tomorrow, to know him than yesterday, and after tomorrow, more than to know him. To know him at his feet, but to know him in our daily life. When you walk with God and on our daily life, we learn about Jesus. And just for finishing, having a merry heart in a Martha world, finding intimacy with God in a busyness of life. Amen. I'm going to pray. But one thing is needed. Thank you, Jesus, for your word, because you want to teach us until the end, until you're going to come back, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, to encourage us to increase in the deeper intimacy with you, Jesus, day after day. Help her, Jesus. You know our desire to be with you, and you know how sometimes we can to be troubled. Sometimes we can be busy too. But you know we want to come close to you, Jesus. Help us. Your grace, Jesus, is sufficient. Thank you, Jesus, to bless all the people here. Thank you to push them in the good works you prepare for each other, for them. In your name, Jesus, amen.
Sorry. When the spirit...
Ouais, vas-y, comme, vas-y, je te dresse ici, vas-y. Vas-y.
Bye.
Okay.
Quand le Saint-Esprit me touche...
When the Holy Spirit touched me... Before I need to cry to relax myself a little.
Quand je suis arrivée, j'appelle cet endroit le château. Moi, j'aime beaucoup.
I call this place the Cathol. I love a lot. I love this place.
Et ce que je veux dire, c'est pas pour les condamner. Au contraire, c'est pour les libérer.
What she want to share to you is just to release new things and to encourage you. Not to condemn, or you understand? I saw on faces of adults there.
Beaucoup de fatigue.
A lot of tiredness.
De lassitude.
Yeah, some. Yeah, exhausted. Yes, exhausted. psychic tiredness also. Yeah, in mental. Yes, yeah, thank you, Laura. Perhaps you realize you are in this community. You are on the bent, a new season, a bent perhaps. But you don't know how to speak about this all together, how to express, how to speak, how to share about this perhaps new band very coming soon.
Et pour certains, c'est oppressant.
And for some of them, it's bring to them oppression. Difficult to how I can express this, how I can speak about that, and. How people going to speak, think also what I'm going to share.
J'ai relu ce passage dans Luc 22:44.
In Luke 22 verse 44.
C'est quand Jésus va prier et il est tellement, enfin c'est pour réaliser que Jésus était humain et ce qu'il ressent, il l'a ressenti. Enfin moi j'en ai vraiment la révélation maintenant, il l'a ressenti. Ce matin je veux les encourager dans ça, c'est que ce qu'ils ressentent, c'est normal.
And what you feel, what you live, what you realize in your own life, it's normal, because Jesus, when he went to the cross, he had fear, he had troubles in his mind, in his heart, in his life, and it's normal feelings.
En fait, c'était avant la mort, il savait pas où il allait. C'était le changement, même s'il était fils de Dieu, il était pas encore il sait pas ce que c'était que la mort. Et je dis pas que eux c'est la mort, mais c'est un changement, donc ça fait peur.
Yeah.
On sait qu'il faut, enfin, ça qui je pense qu'ils savent qu'il faut qu'ils y aillent, mais c'est Jésus au fur et à mesure qui va leur donner, et Jésus a eu peur.
Jesus was afraid. Yes, it's Luke 22 verse 44. Jesus was afraid before to go to the cross.
Il avait tellement d'angoisse, ce que j'ai réalisé, que des gouttes de sang. Sa sœur, c'était des gouttes de sang. C'était tellement ici, là.
It was so impressed for Jesus, because he had the choice to go to the cross. Until the end, he did the will of God. And j'ai pas fini. And because they are so pressure, they are... drop of blood on his face, you know the story, yes.
Et il a eu ses oppressions, mais il les a vécues pour nous. Ce qu'ils vivent là, Dieu ne demande pas la mort, mais c'est on passe par là dans notre corps aussi parfois. Et souvent l'Église, c'est comme tu as dit, il faut l'équilibre entre l'esprit et la chair. Mais ça, tu vois ce que je veux dire, c'est normal. Et Jésus l'a vécu, donc il va les aider.
Jesus suffered himself also in his body, in his mind, and he know what you can leave some time when you are in the trouble, you understand? Yeah.
Et ce matin, Seigneur veut les encourager.
And this morning, God wants to encourage you.
À pas faire par obligation, mais à vraiment faire avec la liberté, enfin de leur cœur.
No, yeah, no, not.
Respect la phrase. De pas faire par obligation. Okay. Je pense que c'est ce changement. C'est tout va venir quand ils vont dire bon, on fait parce qu'on en pas par obligation.
Ouais,
c'est pas.
Okay.
C'est pas parce que ça a été. Il y a vraiment une nouvelle saison pour cet endroit. Et ils vont la découvrir s'ils lâchent, s'ils veulent vivre.
Yeah, there is a new season is coming. You believe that? Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Don't be afraid to. You are the body of Christ. We can say things. Okay. Non, mais je peux traduire. Tu veux dire quelque chose après? Ok. A new season is coming.
Dans l'esprit, les choses sont prêtes.
In the spirit, things are ready, are already ready.
Mais comme l'a dit la Bible, comme j'ai dit au début, ce que je dis, c'est pas un jugement.
Yeah, it's not to condemn. Hein, to, it's really to encourage you to take the bend, a new direction.
C'est vraiment ça, avec des choses anciennes.
We can do new things with old things. God going to and want to equip you for new things, for this new direction, for this new season. It's not necessary to take the all things. You need to put away all things to grasp and to go in the new things and the new things for the community. Yeah, and the base is good there. It's not to put away all things in the rubbish. No. It's good things, but build on new things, on the good things. There is good foundation, and you need to build new things on this good foundation.
It's so good. Foundation is so good here. It's not. I talk not about this. This I'm so happy in the spirit. It's so good. I like this place on. What's older, les anciens?
The elders.
It's really good. But now, in the spirit, you see, you move, you like to move in the spirit here. So you just laisse la place à l'esprit.
You need to leave place to the Holy Spirit
for new
things.
The past is good. I take example for my children. I learn. Them love of God on practice, but I'm sure they don't do the same with me. You understand? For all the family, is this is not me the message? You destroy all your holder do, but for me this and this, you must now find your comment do you call?
Call.
You need to move. You need to move. Mm. It's for me, it's necessary sometimes to move. You need to move. I don't know what God wants to you, because it's not my job to find what the God wants to you by family. But now this time is you do for your family. You do, okay? This year is good to rassemble.
To gather.
You move. Mm. Family move. I don't know where. I don't know, but move for you, and I think for your children. I don't know. This morning, I want just to encourage you, because I, in the spirit, I want la fatigue, the
tiredness.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, perhaps. I hope it's the spirit, but Jesus at the time before the cross, He know what you live. He know. So take time with the family. Up, Jesus, I put this here. Now I want just to see new road. Okay? Not to do the same because you must do the same. It's just this. It's not easy what I tell this morning because I'm so Perhaps it shocks you, but I'm meant to tell you, because I know your heart. It's okay with God. You love God here. You love God. But he wants to take you new season for you and for your children, because our children see us. It's on the God. It's a God of new, changement. He's not to do the same. You remember when he wants to guérir?
He wants to heal, to sick, to heal the sick.
Sometimes he do. It's a God of surprise. So, me, I want to work with this surprise of God. I don't want, you know me, I don't want people take me in the box. Ah, no, it's not possible. So, it's not you are in the box. Huh? But for me, the church go to a new season. It's the church, Jesus, body. You are the body, I'm the body. He do difference. He's God. Me, I just accept this. He want to move different. But if it's this, it's okay. It's okay. On you, fine. Me, I'm happy to be here. It's grace. I learn a lot of things. I take with me because he's God. I take with me in here. And I hope... to take this with French body, fun, the same with you, okay? Yeah. But I would, a lot of family, you have a lot of treasure, comment on dit treasure?
Treasures.
Oh la 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 la. A lot of. Yes. So I move. It's just the word, move. Move on older. Mommy, I like to tell you, mommy. I think God, comment les prepare
you.
I'm not. I think you are not surprised for this. And what you do with your husband and the couple, it's so good. It's so good. But it's your season, and it's difficult. I learn. I'm not older, but I learn with my five children. It's difficult to tell children, go, go. You understand? But for this church, it's the time. Go, go, go. I don't know what it's happened, but in the spirit, I say it's so good. Me, I want to see your life in the
future.
Because it's so good. You, mommy and your husband, you have a mission again. It's not stopping about this endroit, comment dit?
This place. Yes. It's not finished. Your work
it's
is not finished there.
It's just God move. He move. But sometimes it's easy with habit, comment dit, habitude.
We are customs, habits. Yeah.
It's the same for all the people. Sometimes day after day, years after years, we have, but... No, this spirit surprise, and he move all the time. So we need, when I talk this, it's the same for me. We need all the time accept spirit change, move us. The flesh like, relax, no changement,
no troubles, no, yeah.
But sometimes it's so good. With COVID, I learned 2 years a lot of things because we do nothing. All is closed. And I learned a lot of things of the church. I see the church. God wants to not clean because he's the head and he gives spirits to clean. But he wants to move differently. It's just this matter. It's different. So if you want to stay with comment dit, habitude,
habits like this in the same situation,
you don't see the new. You don't see. It's this spirit's matter. I love you. I hope I'm not hurt your heart, but my husband say if God tell me some things, I give, because sometimes I don't give, and I listen people give after. It's not good for me, because it is my job in the body. It's not easy, but I do, because it's c'est pour rendre les gens libres. It's
to set the people free.
Free. But before I tell this for you, soyez assuré.
Be sure.
God me forme.
God do this for me. Yes. Also, He transform me. He form me. He equip me. Also,
I have the same season for you in the spirit.
I have the same season.
I can speak with you. I have no time to talk about the church French, but it's the same for us. For the moment, is move in the spirit and in the natural. Okay.
And me, I just want to finish by this image. I like to say the church and with God, God and the Holy Ghost is a GPS for our life. Mm. And the more important is the goal. Paul said, you must run the race until the end. So for everybody, for us, for you, the race is not finished yet. And sometimes when we take the GPS when we drive a car, we have a Waze. It's a GPS French. I don't know if you have a Waze. And sometimes you say, go this way. And because you know there is a traffic jam, you say, no, now I want to go in this way, but at the end it's the same end. And don't be afraid, because you are in the good race, and the way is the best. God will give you the best if you are always in contact, and if you switch on the good GPS of the Holy Ghost.
Wow. Thank you, Lord. The great thing about when the Lord spoke to Martha and told her that she was cumbered about by many things, if you then look in the book of John, when their brother Lazarus had died, and they asked the Lord Jesus to come, the first person to come and meet him was Martha. So she'd obviously got the message when Jesus said to her, you know. And we are told to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added. So I think in what we've heard this morning and what the Holy Spirit has been speaking, I think we all have a lot of praying to do, and to the Holy Spirit to direct and lead and guide. And it's not that we haven't been, but I just sense an urgency now in what has been expressed, that we do need to spend a little bit more time than what we're spending, and I'm speaking to myself here, to say, okay, Lord, you're doing something. We know that, and we want to know what it is, and we don't want to move out of your will, and we don't want to miss what you're saying, and we want to take that step out of the boat, like what Peter did when Jesus said, you know, come. And so we've got a bit of homework on our knees, but it's good, because we've sung about it, I will sing of the goodness of God, and all our life, to this far, he's been faithful, and he's not going to change who he is. He is still going to be faithful right to the very end, the end of that race. And that's where we put our hope and our faith. And if we feel that fear, then we just say, Lord, and he'll say, like what he told the children of Israel, fear not, you know, for it is my pleasure to give you the kingdom. And that's what he wants to do for us all, in a church, in our families, in our lives, and for the things that we lay at his feet. So yes, we've been really encouraged this morning. Thank you. You're a blessing, a real blessing. And God's not limited by language. He's really not. He knows how to get what he wants to his people, and he will use who he wants. And it's not about here. He speaks how he does, and that's just been the wonderful thing. So thank you. Thank you very, very much. And bless you for the next few days. You're heading north. Yeah.